Hello kids, this is Meher Jyoti, your English teacher. This week we have gone through a poem, The Windmill, written by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. Henry Wadsworth Longfellow, often shortened simply to H.W. Longfellow, was well known during his lifetime for poems that were both lyrical and legendary in the content. His work, The Windmill, is an interesting example of a poem that is almost both things. Let's have a quick summary of the poem, The Windmill. In this poem, the windmill is telling its daily life routine. It tells that it is a very huge creature. Every day it helps his master by grinding flour and is his master's way of earning. He says without him, his master cannot live. And he is a very important thing in the life of his master. He says that only on Sundays he has no work to do, and he rests and listens to the church bells. Now let us identify the figures of speech used in the poem. First figure of speech used in the poem is a metaphor. A metaphor is a figure of speech that is used to make a comparison between two things that aren't alike but do have something in common. Unlike a simile, where two things are compared directly using the words like or as, a metaphor's comparison is more indirect, usually made by stating something is something else. For example, she is a peacock. Here it doesn't mean that the girl is a peacock, as peacocks are stereotyped as being showy, glittery, perhaps even proud or self-absorbed, vain and selfish. So in this case, it could be used to describe the girl's appearance or dress or character or personality or her behavior. Other two examples are, the snow is a white blanket. You are my sunshine. And the poet used metaphor in the poem in the line, behold, a giant am I, where the windmill is compared to a giant for poetic effect. Moving on to the second figure of speech, that is personification. Personification is a figure of speech in which an idea or thing is given human attributes or feelings or is spoken as if it is a human. Personification is a common form of metaphor in that human characteristics are attributed to non-human things. This allows writers to create life and motion within inanimate objects, animals, and even abstract ideas by assigning them recognizable human behaviors and emotions. For example, lightning danced across the sky. Again, here it doesn't mean that lightning is dancing. It means the day is going on, the sun is moving in the sky, or that the lightning was so severe that it swayed here and there just like a person dances. Other two examples are, the wind howled in the night. My house is a friend who protects me. And the poet used personification in the poem, in the line, with my granite jaws I devour. The windmill is given the animate quality of devouring. Next figure of speech is alliteration. In alliteration, words that begin with the same sound are placed close together. Although alliteration often involves repetition of letters, most importantly, it is a repetition of sounds. For example, come and clean the chows in your closet. Here, in this line, the sound of C is repeated. Other two examples of alliteration are, the big bad bear scared all the baby bunnies by the bushes. Now here, which sound is repeated? Yes, the sound of B is repeated. The second example is, shut the shutters before the banging sound makes you shudder. And again, in this, which sound is repeated? Yes, the sound of sh is repeated. Now, moving on to the point to be noted, that alliteration does not depend on letters but on sounds. Now, moving on to the alliteration used in the poem, and that is in the line, my master, the miller, stands. The sound of M is repeated in this line. And last figure of speech which is used is hyperbole. Now, what is hyperbole? It is a figure of speech in which an author or speaker purposely or obviously exaggerates to an extreme. It is used for emphasis or as a way of making a description more creative and humorous. It is important to note that hyperbole is not meant to be taken literally. The audience knows it's an exaggeration. For example, I'm so hungry, I could eat a horse. Again, it means used to say that extremely, you are extremely hungry. Other two examples are, I have a million things to do today. The car went faster than the speed of light. And the poet used hyperbole in the poem, in the line, who makes him lord of lands? And this is a overstatement. That's all for today. Hope you have understood the figures of speech used by the poet in the poem, The Windmill. Thank you.
नमस्ते छात्रों, मैं किरण तिरेले आप सभी का स्वागत करती हूँ। जैसा कि हमने हमारी पिछली कक्षा में लिंग यह विषय पढ़ा था, तो आइए आज हम इसका पुनः दोहराव करते हैं। लिंग, लिंग क्या होता है? शब्द के जिस रूप से पुरुष जाति या स्त्री जाति का बोध होता है, वह शब्द लिंग कहलाता है। जैसे गाय दूध देती है, यहाँ पर गाय यह शब्द हमें स्त्री जाति का बोध करा रहा है। बैल हल खींचता है, बैल यह शब्द हमें पुरुष जाति का बोध करवा रहा है। पुरुष या स्त्री जाति के आधार पर लिंग के दो प्रकार होते हैं, पुल्लिंग और स्त्रीलिंग। पुल्लिंग, जिन शब्दों से पुरुष जाति का बोध होता है वह शब्द पुल्लिंग कहलाता है। जैसे बंदर पेड़ की टहनी पर कूद रहा है, रितेश पढ़ रहा है, पिताजी अखबार पढ़ रहे हैं, आदि शब्द हमें पुरुष जाति का बोध करा रहे हैं, इसीलिए यह शब्द पुल्लिंग कहलाएंगे। उसी प्रकार स्त्रीलिंग, जिन शब्दों से स्त्री जाति का बोध होता है उन शब्दों को स्त्रीलिंग कहते हैं। जैसे माताजी खाना पका रही है, रीता पढ़ रही है, गाय घास चर रही है। यहाँ पर ये शब्द हमें स्त्री जाति का बोध करा रहे हैं, इसीलिए इन शब्दों को हम स्त्रीलिंग कहेंगे। तो आइए हम पुल्लिंग पहचानते कैसे हैं, पुल्लिंग शब्दों को पहचानने के नियम का संक्षिप्त अभ्यास करते हैं। जैसे कि मैंने आपको बताया था, देशों के नाम, देश समुद्र और पर्वत के नाम हमेशा पुल्लिंग होते हैं। भारत, चीन, रशिया, जापान, अमेरिका, कोई भी देश का नाम अगर आए तो वह नाम हमेशा पुल्लिंग होगा। सागर का नाम, पर्वत का नाम, हिंद महासागर, प्रशांत सागर, अटलांटिक महासागर, कोई भी महासागर, कोई भी सागर का नाम क्या होगा? पुल्लिंग होगा। हिमालय, अरावली, कोई भी पर्वत का नाम हमेशा पुल्लिंग होगा। महीनों और दिनों के नाम हमेशा पुल्लिंग होंगे, अब वो महीने हिंदी महीने हो चाहे अंग्रेजी महीने। हिंदी यानी चैत्र, चैत्र, वैशाख, ज्येष्ठ, आषाढ़, श्रावण, जो भी है, और आगे जनवरी, फरवरी, मार्च, अप्रैल, ये सारे महीने हमेशा पुल्लिंग कहलाएंगे। जैसे कि मैंने बोला, मेरा जन्मदिन फरवरी महीने में आता है, और फरवरी के नीचे रेखा खींचकर बोली गई कि इसका लिंग भेद पहचानिए, तो हमें याद आना चाहिए अरे महीने का नाम हमेशा पुल्लिंग होता है, इसीलिए फरवरी यह पुल्लिंग होगा। उसी प्रकार पेड़, धातु और अनाज के नामों हमेशा पेड़, धातु और अनाज के नाम हमेशा पुल्लिंग होंगे, फिर वो कोई भी पेड़ हो, कोई भी धातु हो और कोई भी अनाज हो। ग्रह, रत्न के नाम हमेशा पुल्लिंग होंगे, सिर्फ ग्रहों में पृथ्वी, जिस ग्रह पर हम रहते हैं वह ग्रह स्त्रीलिंग होगा, बाकी सारे ग्रह के नाम पुल्लिंग होंगे। द्रव्य पदार्थ, तरल पदार्थ, कोई भी द्रव्य पदार्थ हो, दूध, पानी, घी, तेल, शरबत, लस्सी, पेट्रोल, डीजल, कोई भी तरल पदार्थ, द्रव्य पदार्थ हमेशा पुल्लिंग ही होता है। उसके बाद आइए हम देखते हैं स्त्रीलिंग, स्त्रीलिंग हम कैसे पहचानेंगे, तो नदियों के नाम, नदी, भाषा, बोली, लिपि, तिथि, ये नाम हमेशा स्त्रीलिंग होते हैं। नदी, कोई भी नदी आए, गंगा, यमुना, कृष्णा, कावेरी, पर सिर्फ एक नदी ब्रह्मपुत्र नदी पुल्लिंग होती है, बाकी सारी नदियों के नाम स्त्रीलिंग है। भाषा, कोई भी भाषा हो, हिंदी, अंग्रेजी, मराठी, संस्कृत, पंजाबी, कोई भी भाषा, ये भाषाएं हमेशा स्त्रीलिंग में आती है। लिपि, लिपि देखिए हमने पढ़ा था, फारसी, गुरुमुखी, अवधि, कोई भी लिपि, देवनागरी, देवनागरी हमारी लिपि है, ये लिपियों के नाम हमेशा स्त्रीलिंग में आएंगे। आगे है मन की भावनाएं, शक्ति सूचक शब्द आदि स्त्रीलिंग होते, मन की भावनाएं हमने पढ़ा था, संज्ञा, भाववाचक संज्ञा में दया, ममता, करुणा, ये सब स्त्रीलिंग में। शक्ति सूचक शब्द यानी पुलिस, सेना, ये शब्द इसमें आएंगे, स्त्रीलिंग में आएंगे। समिति, संसद, न्यायपालिका, शक्ति सूचक शब्द है, ये शब्द हमेशा स्त्रीलिंग में आते हैं। आगे हम देखेंगे कि कुछ शब्द हमेशा ऐसे होते हैं जो सदा पुल्लिंग में आते हैं, जैसे खरगोश, मच्छर, भालू, गेंडा, मगरमच्छ, तोता, पशु, पक्षी, ये हमेशा पुल्लिंग होते, पशु पक्षी हमने बोला तो ये पुल्लिंग में आएगा, और पशु पक्षियों के यदि नाम आ जाते हैं तो फिर हम उनको पहचान सकते हैं कि पुल्लिंग है या स्त्रीलिंग है, जैसे कोयल, मैना, किलहरी, मछली, मक्की, चील, छिपकली, ये हमेशा स्त्रीलिंग होते हैं। अगर हमें इनके कभी शब्दों को परिवर्तित करने भी आता है तो हम इनके सामने नर और मादा शब्द का प्रयोग करते हैं, जैसे नर खरगोश, मादा खरगोश, नर मच्छर, मादा मच्छर, इस प्रकार हम इन शब्दों का प्रयोग करके इनका लिंग परिवर्तित कर सकते हैं। लिंग बदलने के कुछ नियम भी होते हैं, जैसे कि मात्राओं में बदलाव होता है, जब हम पुल्लिंग से स्त्रीलिंग करते हैं तो पुल्लिंग, जैसे शिष्य, यह है, यहाँ स्त्रीलिंग करते समय या हो जाएगा, शिष्या, पूज्य, पूज्या, अग्रज, अग्रजा, महोदय, महोदया, प्राचार्य, प्राचार्या, आ के स्थान पर ई हो जाता है जब हम स्त्रीलिंग में परिवर्तित करते हैं, उदाहरण के लिए देखिए चाचा, चाची, दादा, दादी। उसी प्रकार अगर पुल्लिंग के आखिरी में अ और आ हो तो हम स्त्रीलिंग करते समय नी या इया लगा देते हैं, उदाहरण देखिए बेटा, बिटिया, शेर, शेरनी। बेटा ये सब जब आप शब्दों को परिवर्तित करते हो तो आप अपने आप इसे सही तरीके से लिख सकते हो, सिर्फ मात्राओं की तरफ हमें ध्यान देने की जरूरत है, जैसे पड़ोसी, पड़ोसिन, पंडित, पंडिताइन, सेठ, सेठानी, लेखक, लेखिका, धनवान, धनवती, श्रीमान, श्रीमती। तो इस प्रकार आपको लिंग परिवर्तित करते समय मात्राओं की ओर विशेष रूप से ध्यान देना है। धन्यवाद। इसके आगे वचन हम अगली कक्षा में पढ़ेंगे, तब तक के लिए आप सभी को मेरा धन्यवाद।
हेलो स्टूडेंट्स, दिस इज योर मैथ्स टीचर चैताली जोशी। आई होप You are taking good care of yourself at home.
Do you know about the mind reading games?
Yes, we all know about the mind reading game.
What actually the mind reading game is?
Once, a teacher has said that she would be starting a new chapter in the mathematics and it is going to be a simple linear equation. For that, she made volunteer for 3 students. The name of those students were Appu, Sarita and Amina. Those students revised what they have learned in algebra, as we have done in algebraic expressions. They have constructed a game which they called as a mind reader, and they want to present it to the whole class. Amina begins. She asks one of the students, Sara, to think of a game or to think of a number. Multiply it by 4 and add 5 to the product. Then she asks Sara to tell the result. She says it is 65. Amina instantly declares that the number Sara has thought of is 15, and Sara nods. The whole class, including Sara, is surprised. Now it was Appu's turn. He asked Balu to think of a number. Multiply it by 10 and subtract 20 from the product. He then asked Balu what his result is. Balu says it is 50. So Appu immediately tells the number thought by Balu, and it was 7. And Balu confirms it. Now everybody wants to know how the mind reader presented by these Appu, Sarita and Amina works. Do you want to see how it works? Now after studying this chapter, linear equations, you will be able to know how the game works. Let us see about the setting up of an equation. Let us take Amina's example. Amina asks Sara to think of a number. Amina does not know the number. For her, it could be anything. It could be 1, 2, 3, 11, 10 or 100. Let us denote that unknown number by the letter, say X. You may use Y or T or some other letter in place of X. It does not matter which letter we use to denote the unknown number Sara has thought of. When Sara multiplied the number of by X, she gets 4X. She then adds 5 to the product, which will give us 4X plus 5. Now the value of 4X plus 5 depends on the value of X. Thus, if X is equal to 1, what will be 4X plus 5? It will be 4 into 1 plus 5, which will give us 9. This means that if Sara had 1 in her mind, her result would have been 9. Similarly, if she thought of 5, then for X is equal to 5, 4X plus 5 will be equal to 4 into 5 plus 5, which is equal to 25. Thus, if Sara had chosen 5, the result would have been 25. Now to find the number thought by Sara, let us work backward from her answer, which was 65. We have to find X such that 4x plus 5 is equal to 65. Solution of the equation will give us the number which Sara held in her mind. Let us similarly took the Appu's example. Let us call the number which Balu was chosen as Y. Appu asked Balu to multiply the number by 10 and subtract 20 from the product. That is, from Y, Balu first gets 10y, and from where 10y minus 20. So the result is known to be 50. So therefore we got 10y minus 20 is equal to 50. And the solution of this equation will give us the number which Balu had thought of. Let us review some of the concepts which we have already seen.
what actually that equation is? Equation is a condition on a variable. In the equation 4x plus 5 is equal to 65, the variable x is there which we are using. What is the meaning of variable? The word variable means something which can vary or which can change. So variable takes on different numerical values. Its value, it is not fixed. Variables, they are denoted usually by letters of the alphabets such as X, Y, Z, L, M, N, P, A, B, etc. From variable, we can form the expressions. Expressions are formed by performing the operations like addition, subtraction, multiplication and division on the variable. From X, we formed the expression 4x plus 5. And for this, first we multiplied x by 4 and then added 5 to the product. Similarly, from y, we formed the expression 10y minus 20. For this, we multiplied y by 10 and then subtracted 20 from the product. All these are examples of expressions. The value of expression which is formed, it depends on the chosen value of variable. That is, if we take x is equal to 1, 4x plus 5 will become 9. Similarly, if we take x is equal to 5, then 4x plus 5 will become 25. Similarly, if we keep on doing this, x is equal to 15 will give us 4x plus 5 equal to 4 into 15 plus 5, which will be 65. So this equation 4x plus 5 is equal to 65 is a condition on variable x, and it states that the value of expression 4x plus 5 is 65. The condition is satisfied when x is equal to 15. For rest of the values, the value is not equal to 65. Therefore, all those rest of the numbers are not solution to the equation. Whereas, x is equal to 15 is the solution of that equation. Now, what equation is? See, in an equation, there is always an equality sign. The equality sign shows that the value of the expression to the left of the sign, that is left hand side, or we are oftenly calling it as a LHS, is equal to the value of the expression to the right of the sign, which is right hand side or RHS. In that equation 4x plus 5 is equal to 65, the LHS is 4x plus 5 and the RHS is 65. In equation, we often find the RHS is just a number. But this need not be always true. The RHS of an equation may be an expression containing the variables also. So in short, an equation is a condition on a variable. The condition is that two expressions should have equal value. Note that at least one of the two expressions must contain the variable. We also note a simple and useful property of equation. The equation 4x plus 5 is equal to 65 is same as 65 is equal to 4x plus 5. Similarly, the equation 6x minus 25 is equal to 4x plus 5 is also same as 4x plus 5 is equal to 6x minus 25. It means the equation remains same when expression on the left and on the right hand side are interchanged. Let us try to write this statement in the form of equation. Let us take one example. First example is the sum of 3 times x and 11 is 32. See the solution.
When it is said that 3 times x, it means it is 3x. Now sum of 3x and 11 will give us 3x plus 11, because we know that sum is nothing but addition. And the sum is 32, so the equation will become 3x plus 11 is equal to 32. Let us take second example. If you subtract 5 from 6 times a number, you get 7. And the solution for this equation is, let us say the number is z. Now the z is multiplied by 6, so it will give us 6z. Now subtracting 5 from 6z, it means we will get 6z minus 5, and the result is 7. So the equation will become 6z minus 5 is equal to 7. So this way we can convert the statement into equation. I hope you understood this concept very well. Thank you so much, guys.
Hello, dear students. Welcome back. So, month of December is going on and winter is coming to its peak. Day by day, temperature is decreasing. Hey, what do you think? Why is it so? Let me tell you. This is because Earth is moving little far from Sun. And because of this movement of Earth with respect to Sun, we witness different season. So this is the cause for change in season. In the same way, children, every change has its own cause. So, we all studied different types of changes. Now, children, we will going to revise cause behind each kind of change. The three actions, pressure, heat, and mixing, bring about a change in matter. Let us study this with an example. If you want to change shape of certain object, you need to apply pressure. Like if you want to make certain formations by molding wet clay, you need to apply pressure of your hand. If you want to inflate balloon, you have to feel air by your mouth. Children, many times it also happens when you stop applying pressure, substance regain its original shape. So yes, this is correct. It's a reversible change. Second action is heat. Heat can bring about both physical and chemical changes. On heating, substance gets expand. On cooling, substance gets contracted. If we talk about three states, solid, liquid and gas, gas expands most, whereas solid expands least. Now, this property of solid on expansion heating is useful in making many tools. Have you observed, children, the gaps left between railway track? These gaps are left purposely to allow the expansion of metal during summer. Third action is mixing. When two or more substances are mixed, they may form a mixture or react with each other to form a new substance. Let's see some example. When salt is mixed in water, it forms salt solution. Salt can be recovered after evaporation. So this is a reversible change. When we mix baking soda and vinegar, it results in the release of carbon dioxide, which is entirely a new substance. So this is a chemical change. So hope you understand the three causes responsible for change. Thank you.
Hello everyone. You are tuned into PI 5 radio station and I am your favorite RJ, Champa Sarkar. I am back here to know how you have spent your Diwali vacation.
Ma'am, my Diwali vacations was awesome as I enjoyed my vacation in Panchgani and Chikaldara. Wow, ma'am, it was an amazing spot, so cool, surrounded by five hills and Krishna River and lush of landscapes. Ma'am, after my visit, I am very excited and eager to know more about various landforms of Earth like mountains, plateaus and plains.
Landforms is a natural feature of the Earth's surface.
Ma'am, how many types of landforms are there?
There are major landforms and minor landforms. Major landforms includes mountains, hills, plateaus and plains.
Ma'am, can you tell me about the types of Indian landforms?
The types of Indian landforms are the Indian Northern Mountain regions, the Great Plains of North and Middle India, the Peninsula Plateau in India, the desert of Rajasthan, and the coastal areas and the islands. A mountain is a large landform that rises above the surrounding land in a limited area, usually in a form of a peak. A mountain is generally considered to be steeper than a hill. Mountains are formed through tectonic force and volcanoes.
Ma'am, how many types of mountains are there?
Mountains are of four types: the fold mountains, the block mountains, volcanic mountain and the residual mountain. Let me tell you about the fold mountains. Fold mountains are created when two or more of the Earth's tectonic plates are pushed together. Fold mountains are formed when the layers of the sediments are subjected to the forces of compression when forms a series of folds. There are two types of fold mountains. They are the old fold mountain and the young fold mountain. Block mountains. Block mountains are formed when two tectonic plates move away from each other, causing cracks on the surface of the earth. When the land between the two faults is pushed upward above the surrounding level, they form the block mountain. And child, it's very interesting to know about the volcanic mountain. Volcanic mountain are a special type of mountains. A volcano is a vent or an opening through which magma, ash, gases and water vapor are ejected out. They get accumulated around the vent in layers, and these layers eventually cools down and solidifies to form the volcanic mountain. Speaking about residual mountain, child, residual mountains have been eroded by the natural agents of degradation such as the winds, rain, frost and the running water, leaving behind only the hard rocks which are known as the residual mountain.
Ma'am, as we celebrate Friendship Day, Environment Day, do we celebrate Mountain Day?
Child, you should not forget that 11 December is considered as International Mountain Day.
Ma'am, what's the importance of mountains?
Mountains provide 60-80% of the world's fresh water. Even during the hot summer season, one can have pleasant weather here. And in winter season, visitors enjoy natural snowfall.
But it is very sad to know that these hill stations remained overlooked in terms of development. Mountain slopes are used for the cultivation of variety of crops and fruits. Mountains are the main sources of mineral. Mountains provide medicinal herbs and stones for construction. Mountains are the homes of the variety of plants and animals.
Ma'am, then what is a plateau?
Plateau is a flat area of land that is elevated above the sea level. Since a plateau has a flat top, it is also known as the table land. Plateaus are formed by tectonic and volcanic actions. They are also formed due to the erosion caused by the natural agents such as wind, rain, rivers, etc. Based on the formation, plateaus are classified as tectonic plateau, volcanic plateau, and residual plateau.
Ma'am, are the plateaus important like the mountains?
Yes. Plateaus are the storehouse of minerals. Many plateaus serve as good cultivation land. The rivers in the plateau, which falls from the steep slope, forms waterfalls by which hydroelectricity is generated. Plateaus attract tourists for their scenic beauty and waterfalls.
Ma'am, then what about the plains?
You should know that plains are the flat land. Plains are one of the major landforms on earth. They cover more than one-third of the world's land area. Plains exist on every continent. The Great Plains have supported a wide variety of the cultures for thousands of years. Based on their mode of formation, the plains of the world are grouped into three major types. They are the structural plain, the depositional plain, and the erosional plain.
Ma'am, so I think plains are also important.
Of course, child. Plain is also important like the mountains and plateaus. Plains support grassland, which in turn provides good pasture for rearing of animals. Plains provide rich fertile soil for cultivation of crops. Plains provides enough water for human settlement. Plains provide mineral resources such as coal, petroleum, etc. Plains provide a leveled ground for sports activity. Plains provide good communication routes, ways such as the roadways, the railways, the airports, etc.
Wow, ma'am! Great! Thank you so much for providing so much knowledge regarding different landforms.
So I hope that your concept regarding the different landforms is clear. So have a great day. God bless you. Thank you. See you again. Till then, bye-bye.
Hello students. Welcome to your IT podcast. Today, we'll see few important terms of 3D printing using Tinkercad. You know that Tinkercad is a simple 3D online design tool, right? That is used to create simple designs from scratch, or you can even modify the design which is already available with you. These designs are stored on cloud and therefore they can be accessed easily from anywhere using an internet connection. Last year, you learned to create simple designs using different features which are available, different shapes which are available in basic shapes of Tinkercad. This year, we have seen few more terms, we have observed few more options in Tinkercad. Let us revise it one by one. Now suppose I have dragged an object on work plane and I want to measure it, right? Which tool I should use? Correct. Ruler tool. So we have seen ruler tool in Tinkercad, which is used to measure different objects, and we can even set different measurements for the objects using ruler tool. The ruler tool is present in the helper section on the right hand side of the Tinkercad window. It allows you to view different dimensions of objects and distance between them. If you click an object near the ruler, it will show distance from the ruler in two directions. The ruler has a positive and a negative side similar to x-axis. Let us move on to the next option of our lesson, Snap Grid. Tinkercad allows you to move objects placed on the work plane in millimeter using the arrow keys. If you wish to change to smaller or to larger movement, you can use the Snap Grid tool provided by Tinkercad. The Snap Grid is placed at the bottom right corner of the design area. You can click the drop-down arrow to see the Snap Grid option. The next option is Edit Grid. Almost all 3D programs use millimeters as the unit of measurement. Tinkercad allows you to change measurement using Edit Grid option. In the grid properties, click the drop-down arrow of units to switch from millimeter to inches. So basically, Edit Grid option is used to change measurement unit in Tinkercad. Now let us move on to the last topic of our podcast. Children, in our class, we have seen how to convert 2D image to 3D image. For this, you need SVG format of your image file. Now what are image files? Image files are the files with extension .jpg or .png. And where you will get these files? You can get these files from your existing picture folder, or you can download any image from Google Chrome. Now when you're downloading 2D image from Google Chrome, just make sure you're downloading an image with solid color. That means you have to download an image with only one color and do not download images with shading or any blend colors. Right? After downloading image file which has a .jpg type, or it can have .png file format. The next step after downloading image is you have to convert this image into SVG format. Now how you will convert this image into SVG format? For that, you will have to browse for PNG to SVG converter or JPG to SVG converter online. After converting it to SVG file, go to your Tinkercad screen. You will get import option on the right corner of your screen. Right? Click on import, select your SVG file and import it. Your 2D image will get converted into 3D image. That's all for today, children. Thank you. Have a great day.
नमस्कार माझ्या विद्यार्थी मित्रांनो, आज मी तुमच्यासाठी मधमाशी कवितेचा अर्थ घेऊन आलेली आहे. मधमाशी तुमच्या सगळ्यांच्या परिचयाची, किती सुंदर असते ती. मध गोळा करण्याचं काम करते आणि तिचं मध किती मधुर आणि किती गोड असतं. चला तर मग बघूया या कवितेचा अर्थ. उठूनी सकाळी ती मधमाशी जाते की मधमिळवायासी, थेंबे थेंबे साठवी त्यासी उद्योगी मोठी. म्हणजे ही जी मधमाशी आहे ती सकाळी उठून मध मिळवण्यासाठी बागेत जाते. तिथे ती सुंदर सुंदर फुलांवर फिरते आणि त्या फुलांमधून थेंब थेंब मध साठवते. साठवणे म्हणजे जमा करणे. अशी ही मधमाशी उद्योगी आहे. आता उद्योगी म्हणजे काय, ती खूप कामाची आहे. आळस तिजला ठाऊक नाही, सर्व दिवस ती खपते पाही. आळस तिजला ठाऊक नाही, सर्व दिवस ती खपते पाही. थंडी ऊन म्हणे ना काही, उद्योगी मोठे. आळस काय असतो हे तिला माहीतच नाही. संपूर्ण दिवस ती मध मिळवण्यासाठी किंवा आपल्या मधाच्या पोळ्याचं रक्षण करण्यासाठी ती सतत कार्यरत असते. खपते म्हणजे काय, ती काम करत असते, झटत असते. थंडी ऊन म्हणे ना काही म्हणजे कितीही थंडी पडली तरी ती असं म्हणत नाही की अरे बापरे आज खूप थंडी आहे मी नाही जाणार. किंवा खूप ऊन पडत असेल तर ती असं नाही म्हणत की अरे बापरे इतकी ऊन, बापरे मी नाही जाणार, माझं अंग भाजलं तर. ती अजिबात असं म्हणत नाही, कारण आळस काय असतो, आराम काय असतो हे तिला माहीतच नाही आहे. कारण ती अतिशय कामाची आहे, ती उद्योगी आहे. तिसऱ्या कडव्यात बघा काय म्हटलं आहे. गोड गोड मध निपुटून घेते, थोडा म्हणून मुळी न रुसते. साठवणी तो जपून ठेविते, उद्योगी मोठी. म्हणजे ही जी मधमाशी आहे ही गोड गोड मध निपटून घेते. आता निपटून घेते म्हणजे काय, निपटून घेते म्हणजे मधाला अगदी ती साफसूफ करून आपल्या पोळ्यामध्ये नेते. थोडा म्हणून मुळी न रुसते. जर का एखाद्या फुलामध्ये तिला कमी मध मिळाला तर ती रुसत नाही. ती फुलाला असं म्हणत नाही की हे फुला तुझ्याकडून मला थोडासाच रस मिळाला, थोडासाच मध मिळालं, जा मी तुझ्याशी नाही बोलत. ती असं कधीही म्हणत नाही. साठवणी तो जपून ठेविते. तिला जेवढा मध मिळालं तेवढं ती साठवून ठेवते. कुठे, आपल्या मधाच्या पोळ्यामध्ये. आणि नुसता साठवूनच ठेवत नाही, नुसता जमा करूनच ठेवत नाही, तर तो जपून देखील ठेवते. तुम्हाला माहीत असेल ना की जर मधमाशाच्या पोळ्याजवळही आपण फटकलो तर ती आपल्याला दंश करते. ती ग्रुपमध्ये राहते आणि त्या सगळ्या मधमाशा मिळून आपल्या पोळ्याचं रक्षण करतात. तर ही जी मधमाशी आहे ही मधाला साठवून ठेवते आणि त्याला जपून ठेवते. जपून ठेवते म्हणजे त्याची रक्षासुद्धा करते. तर मुलांनो, अशी ही मधमाशी अतिशय गुणी, कष्टी आणि कामाची आहे. चौथ्या कडव्यामध्ये म्हटलं आहे की थोडाही गुण मिळता घ्यावा, साठा त्याचा नित्य करावा, कोणालाही तो शिकवावा, ठेवा हे चित्ती. म्हणजे मधमाशीकडून आपल्याला जेही काही गुण मिळतील किंवा आपल्या परिचयात आपल्या नॉलेजमध्ये जेही काही लोक येतात त्यांच्याकडनं आपल्याला कुठलाही गुण जर मिळत असेल तर तो घ्यायला पाहिजे. थोडाही गुण मिळता घ्यावा म्हणजे मधमाशीकडून शिकण्यासारखं भरपूर काही आहे, किंवा आपल्या संपर्कात येणाऱ्या लोकांपासूनही शिकण्यासारखं भरपूर काही असतं. मग ज्याच्या ज्याच्याकडून आपल्याला जे जे काही शिकायचं असेल त्यातला थोडाही गुण जर मिळत असेल तर तो नक्की घ्यायला पाहिजे. साठा त्याचा नित्य करावा. जेही काही चांगले गुण आपण समोरच्या व्यक्तीकडून घेतो, दुसऱ्या व्यक्तीकडून घेतो, त्याचा नित्य साठा करायला पाहिजे. तर साठा करणे म्हणजे काय, तर त्या गुणाची तुम्ही प्रॅक्टिस करा, सराव करा. तुम्हाला जर एखाद्या व्यक्तीचं बोलणं आवडलं, एखाद्या व्यक्तीचे विचार आवडले, एखाद्या व्यक्तीचं वागणं आवडलं, एखाद्या व्यक्तीची हँडरायटिंग आवडली, तर अगदी तो गुण तुम्ही घ्यायला पाहिजे, ती गोष्ट तुम्ही घ्यायला पाहिजे आणि त्याचा नित्य सराव करायला पाहिजे. साठा त्याचा नित्य करावा, कोणालाही तो शिकवावा. आणि एकदा जेव्हा तो गुण ती कला तुम्हाला यायला लागली तर ती तुम्ही दुसऱ्याला शिकवायला पाहिजे, कारण ज्ञान हे देण्यासाठी असतं, ज्ञान हे देण्यासाठी असतं, दिल्याने ते आणखी वाढतं, त्याच्यात वृद्धी होते। त्यामुळे काय म्हटलं आहे की थोडाही गुण मिळता घ्यावा, साठा त्याचा नित्य करावा, कोणालाही तो शिकवावा, ठेवा हे चित्ती। म्हणजे हे तुम्हाला नेहमी ध्यानात ठेवलं पाहिजे की तुमच्याकडे जर एखादा गुण असेल तर तो द्यायला पाहिजे, त्याचा नित्य साठा करायला पाहिजे, आणि आपल्याकडे असलेलं ज्ञान किंवा गुण दुसऱ्याला द्यायला पाहिजे, शिकवायला पाहिजे, हे नेहमी आपण स्मरणात ठेवलं पाहिजे। तर अशा प्रकारे सुंदरशी ही कविता मधमाशी, जिचा आपण एक सरल अर्थ पाहिला। तर अशा प्रकारे मुलांनो, ही कविता तुम्हाला छान गायची आहे आणि याचे प्रश्न उत्तर देखील तुम्हाला पाठ करायचे आहे। चला तर मग भेटूया पुढच्या पाठाला।